and welcome to another edition of Maplewood Barn Radio Theater, brought to you in conjunction with KBIA. Tonight, we bring you a tale by the famous Russian author Anton Chekhov. While Chekhov wrote many plays, this Maplewood Barn audio presentation is based on a short story called The Safety Match. While it is technically a mystery, there are overtones of comedy throughout the story, which is typical of Chekhov's ironic writing style. Now, we hope you enjoy this Maplewood Barn radio presentation of The Safety Match. On the morning of October 6th, 1885, Magistrate Nicholas Chubikov, along with his young, overly eager secretary and companion, Dukovsky, were sitting in their offices when a respectably dressed young man ran into the district offices and announced,
"My master, Marcus Ivanovich Klossov, a retired officer of the Horse Guards, has been murdered."
"Who do I have the honor of addressing?"
"My name is Syakov, Magistrate, Lieutenant Klossov's agent. Well, his manservant, and I also work on the cars and do a..."
Yes, that's enough. What of Klossov's wife? Was she injured as well?"
"Oh no, they have been separated for some time."
"I see. Was there anything unusual about the crime scene? Anything out of place?"
"It is obvious that the scoundrels got in by the window. The door is locked from the inside."
"Very interesting. And was there any..."
"Oh, be quiet, Dukovsky. I'll handle this. Enough talking. We are set out to view the scene ourselves."
"This is the gardener, Ephraim. Perhaps he can give you more information."
"Yes, very good. Now, Ephraim, did you happen to look in at the window?"
"Look in the window? Oh, no, sir. There is a curtain across the window. No one can see in."
"Ah, Marcus Ivanovich, I warned you it would come to a bad end. I told him, but he wouldn't listen."
"It was Ephraim who figured it out. If it wasn't for him, we would never have guessed. He was the first to guess that something was wrong. He comes to me this morning and says, 'Why is the master so long getting up? He hasn't left his bedroom for a whole week.' The moment he said that, the thought flashed through my mind. We haven't had a sight of him since last Saturday, and today is Sunday. 7 whole days, not a doubt about it."
"Ah, poor fellow. He was a clever man, finely educated and kind-hearted at that. But he was a waster, God rest his soul. I was prepared for anything once he refused to live with his wife, Olga Petrovna. She's a good wife, but with a sharp tongue. And there you have it, Dukovsky. A nobleman by birth, a rich man, and where did he end up? He drank and dissipated, and now he's been murdered. Come, let's go examine the room."
"It looks like the door is unmarked. There are no clues here. We will have to break it down."
"All right, Dukovsky, go ahead. Everyone who is not part of the investigation, stay back. First, note there are only 3 pieces of furniture in the room. The bed, a small table, and a wooden chair."
"There are several vodka bottles underneath the bed. And on the table there are some sulfur matches, a watch, several 20 kopeck pieces, and a wallet."
"The murderer was not interested in valuables. We can eliminate robbery as a potential motive for the crime."
"And where is the body of Marcus Ivanovich?"
"That is none of your business. Examine the floor. This is not the first case of its kind I have investigated. Back in 1870, there was the murder of a merchant, Portratov. It was just the same. The blackguards murdered him and dragged the corpse out through the window. The window opens. It wasn't fastened. There are tracks outside."
"That's good, because there is nothing special on the floor. No stains or scratches. The only thing I have found was a spent safety match. Here it is. Marcus Ivanovich did not smoke, and he always used sulfur matches, never safety matches. Perhaps this safety match may serve as a clue."
"Oh, shut up. Going on about a safety match. Instead of chasing matches, examine the bed."
"There are no blood or torn places. It looks like on the pillow there are signs of teeth marks. The position of the covers indicates that a struggle took place."
"I know there was a struggle without you telling me. You are not being asked about a struggle. Instead of looking for struggles, you had better..."
"Here is one top boot, but there is no sign of the other."
Well, and what of it?
It proves that they strangled him while he was taking his boots off. He didn't have time to take the second boot off when...
There you go. How do you know they strangled him?
The teeth marks on the pillow. The pillow itself is badly crumpled and thrown a couple of yards from the bed.
Listen to his foolishness. Go to the garden. You'd be better deployed out there. I can do this without you. Take Syakov.
Yes, sir. Syakov, come with me. First, let's examine the outside of the window. See how the grass has been trampled down? Ah, and what's this? Some fine hairs of blue wool. What color was Marcus Ivanovich's last suit?
Lemon yellow.
Excellent. You see, the culprit wore blue. But what is this long, dark streak in the grass? It leads towards the center of the garden. It ends under this lilac bush with this large brown stain. And look, a boot! It looks like a match for the one we found in the bedroom. Do you think this streak is blood?
Of course it is blood.
Ah, Magistrate Chubikov, I am glad you are here. Look what we have found. Blood and a boot!
The blood proves he was not strangled.
Perhaps they strangled him first, and then, fearing he might come around again, they struck him with some sharp-pointed instrument. The stain under the bush proves that he lay there for some time.
What about the boot?
The boot confirms my idea that they murdered him while he was taking his boots off before going to bed. He had already taken off one boot, and the other came off itself while the body was being dragged.
Oh, you have a lively imagination. Going on and on like that. When will you learn enough to drop your deductions?
The murder was committed by an educated man.
What evidence do you have for that?
The safety match proves it to me. Because the peasants in the area are not yet acquainted with safety matches. Only the landowners use them. And it is evident that there was not one murderer, but at least three. Two held him, while one killed him. Klossov was strong.
What good would his strength be if he was asleep?
The murderers came on him while he was taking off his boots. If he was taking off his boots, that proves that he wasn't asleep.
Stop with your deduction. Shut up.
In my opinion, your worship, it was Nicholas who did this dirty trick.
Quite possible.
And who is Nicholas?
The master's valet, your worship. Who else could it be? He's a rascal, your worship. He's a drunkard and a wastrel. He always took the master his vodka and put the master to bed. And I would also like to point out that he once boasted at the public house that he would kill the master. It happened on account of Aquilina, the woman, you know. He was madly in love with her, but she pleased the master. The master made friends with her himself. And Nicholas, naturally, he was mad. He is rolling about drunk in the kitchen now. He is crying and telling lies, saying he is so sorry for the master.
Nicholas.
Yes, sir, immediately. Here he is, Your Honor.
Where is your master?
Murdered, your worship.
We know he was murdered, but where is he now? Where is his body?
They say he was dragged out of the window and buried in the garden.
The results of the investigation are known in the kitchen already. That's bad.
Where were you the night the master was murdered? Saturday night, that is.
I don't know, your worship. I was drunk and don't remember.
He has an alibi.
So... why is there blood under the master's window?
That blood doesn't amount to anything, your worship. I was butchering a chicken when all of a sudden it broke away and started to run. That is where the blood came from.
Nicholas does kill a chicken every evening.
Another alibi. And what an asinine alibi.
Did you know Aquilina?
Yes, your worship. I know her.
And the master cut you out with her.
Not at all. He cut me out. Mr. Syakov there. And the master cut Mr. Syakov out. That is how it was.
You have on dark blue trousers tonight, Nicholas. Do you often wear blue trousers?
Well, sometimes.
Quit questioning the man about his attire, Dukovsky. You may go for now, Nicholas. Now, permit me to put a question to you, Mr. Syakov. You were here last Saturday evening?
Yes, I had supper with Marcus Ivanovich about 10 o'clock.
And afterwards?
Afterwards, really, I do not remember. I had a good deal to drink at supper. I don't remember when or where I went to sleep. Wait, why are you all looking at me like that, as if I was the murderer?
Where were you when you woke up?
I was in the servants' kitchen, lying behind the stove. They can all confirm it. How I got behind the stove, I don't know.
Did you know Aquilina?
There's nothing extraordinary about that.
She first liked you and... Then preferred Kloss off?
Yes, that's true.
Well, that's enough for now. We must go talk with Maria Ivanovna, the sister of the deceased. Perhaps she will be able to provide some clues. Let me begin by apologizing for the disturbing of your devotions, Maria Ivanovna. We did not mean to interrupt your prayers. We have come to you with a request. Of course, you have heard already. There is a suspicion that your dear brother in some way or another has been murdered. The will of God, you know. No one can escape death, neither Tsar nor Plowman. Could you not help us with some clue, some explanation?
Oh, don't ask me. I can tell you nothing, nothing. I beg you, I know nothing. What can I do? Oh, no, no, not a word about my brother. If I die, I won't say anything.
We may as well be going. She is too upset for questioning.
Confound the woman! It is clear she knows something and is concealing it. And the chambermaid has a queer expression, too. But just wait. We'll ferret it all out.
Oh, please shut up, Dukovsky, and let me think.
It is quite certain that Nicholas had something to do with it. You can see by his face what sort of man he is. His alibis betray him. But it is also certain he did not set the plot in motion. He was only the stupid hired tool. You agree? And the humble Syakov was not wholly innocent in the matter. His dark blue breeches, his agitation, his lying behind the stove in terror after the murder, his alibi, and Aquilina...
Oh, grind away with your theories, dunce. So, according to you, whoever knew Aquilina is the murderer. You ought to be sucking a bottle and not handling affairs. You were one of Aquilina's admirers yourself. Does it follow that you were implicated, too?
Aquilina was a cook in your house for a month. I am saying nothing about that. It isn't the woman that matters. It is the mean, nasty, low spirit of jealousy that matters. The retiring young man was not pleased when they got the better of him, you see. His vanity, don't you see? He wanted revenge. So there you have it. Wounded self-love and passion. That is ample motive for a murder. We have two of them on our hands. But who is the third? Nicholas and Syakov held him, but someone else did the smothering. Who could it be? Eureka! The third person who acted in concert with these scoundrels, Nicholas and Syakov, and did the smothering, was a woman! Yes! I mean, the murdered man's sister, Maria Ivanovna.
You aren't... what's its name? Your head isn't what do you call it? Yes. Insane. That's the word. You aren't insane.
I am perfectly fine. Very well. Let's say that I am crazy. Then how do you explain her confusion when we appeared? How do you explain her unwillingness to give us any information? Well, I admit these are trifles. Very well. All right. But remember, they're relations. She detested her brother. She never forgave him for living apart from his wife. She is of the old faith, while in her eyes, he is a godless profligate.
Well, what of that?
You don't understand? She, as a member of the old faith, murdered him through fanaticism. It was not only that she was putting to death a weed, a profligate, she was freeing the world of an antichrist. And there, in her opinion, was her service, her religious achievement. Oh, you don't know these crones of the old faith? Read Dostoevsky. It was she and nobody else. She smothered him. Oh, treacherous woman! My dear magistrate, won't you entrust this business to me? Let me personally bring it through. Friend, I began it, and I will finish it.
No, Dukovsky, your business is not to push yourself in where you don't belong. Write dictation when you are dictated to. That is your job.
Driver, I will get out here. I bid you good night, sir.
Clever rascal. Awfully clever, but too much of a hothead. When I return to headquarters, I will have both Syakov and Nicholas arrested and brought under guard to the district town prison.
Hello.
You are convinced of the guilt of Nicholas and Syakov and have had them arrested. Why do you not believe in the guilt of Maria Ivanovna? Are there not enough proofs for you?
I am convinced, but somehow I don't believe it. There are no real proofs, but just a theory. Fanaticism, this and that.
So you must have an axe and bloodstained sheets. Very well, I'll prove it to you. If theory is not enough for you, I have something substantial for you. It will show you how correct my theory is. Just give me permission.
What are you going on about?
About the safety match. Have you forgotten it? I haven't. I'm going to find out who struck it in the murdered man's room. It was not Nicholas that struck it. It was not Syakov, for neither of them had any matches when they were examined. It was the third person, Maria Ivanovna. I will prove it to you. Just give me permission to go through the district to find out.
That's enough. Sit down. Help the inspector and I with the investigation. Are Nicholas and Syakov ready to be interrogated? Bring in this Nicholas Tedekov.
Oh, sir, I...
Tedekov, in 1879, you were tried in the court of the First Division, convicted of theft, and sentenced to imprisonment. In 1882, you were tried a second time for theft and were again imprisoned. We know all.
Oh, sir, I am in such a state. I think I am having a nervous breakdown. May I have permission to go wash my face and quiet down?
Take him away. Bring in Syakov. There. Sit down, Syakov. I hope today you are going to be reasonable and not tell lies, as you did before. All these days you have denied that you had anything to do with the murder of Klossov, and in spite of all the proofs against you. That is foolish. Confession will lighten your guilt. This is the last time I am going to ask you. If you do not confess today... tomorrow it will be too late. Come, tell me all.
I know nothing about it. I know nothing about your proofs.
It's no use. Well, let me tell you how the murder took place. On Saturday evening, you were sitting in Klossov's sleeping room and drinking vodka and beer with him. Nicholas was waiting on you. At 1 o'clock, Marcus Ivanovich announced his intention of going to bed. He always went to bed at 1 o'clock. When he was taking off his boots and was giving you directions about details of management, you and Nicholas, at a given signal, seized your drunken master and threw him on the bed. One of you sat on his legs, the other on his head. Then a third person came in from the passage, a woman in a black dress, whom you know well, and who had previously arranged with you as to her share in your criminal deed. She seized a pillow and began to smother him. While the struggle was going on, the candle went out. The woman took a box of safety matches from her pocket and lit the candle. Was it not so? I see by your face that I am speaking the truth. But to go on. After you had smothered him and saw that he had ceased breathing, you and Nicholas pulled him out through the window and laid him down near the burdock. Fearing that he might come round again, you struck him with something sharp. Then you carried him away and laid him down under a lilac bush for a short time. After resting a while and considering, you carried him across the fence. Then you entered the road, and after that comes the dam. Near the dam, a peasant frightens you. Well, what's the matter with you?
I'm suffocating. Very well, have it your way. Just let me out. Please, there's no air in here.
Very well. Take him away. At last. He has confessed. He has betrayed himself. And didn't I get around him cleverly?
And he doesn't deny the woman in the black dress. But all the same, that safety match is tormenting me. I can't stand it any longer. Goodbye. I am off. Vinny Vidi Vici, I swear to you on my honor, I begin to believe that I am a genius. Listen, it is funny, and it is sad. We have caught 3 already, isn't that so? Well, I have found the 4th, and a woman at that. You will never believe who it is. I went to Klossos village and began to make the rounds. I visited all the little shops, public houses, dram shops on the road, everywhere, asking for safety matches. Everywhere, they said they hadn't any. I knocked around the whole day, and an hour ago I got on track. 3 versts from here, they gave me a packet of 10 boxes. 1 box was missing. Immediately I asked, who bought the other box? And they told me.
Well, what did they tell you?
Do you know who she is? You'll never guess. Olga Petrovna, Marcus Ivanovich's wife, his own wife. That's who it is. She is the person who bought the matchbox.
You are out of your mind.
It's quite simple. To begin with, she smokes. Secondly, she was head and ears in love with Klossov, even after he refused to live in the same house with her because she was always screaming at him. Why, they say she used to beat him because she loved him so much. Love turned sour. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. But come along, quick!
I am not yet sufficiently crazy to go and disturb a respectable, honorable woman in the middle of the night for a crazy boy.
Respectable? Honorable? Do honorable women murder their husbands? Do come. I beg of you. I ask, not for myself, but in the interest of justice. I beg you. I implore you. Do what I ask you to. Just this once. Be kind. Call me a blackguard, a ne'er-do-well if I am mistaken about this woman. You see what a case it is. A romance. A woman murdering her own husband for love. The fame of it will go all over Russia. They will make you investigator in all important cases.
Oh, the devil take you. Let's go. What pigs we are to disturb a poor woman like this.
It's all right. It's all right. Don't get frightened. We can say that we have broken a spring.
Oh, what a pleasant surprise. Please be seated. You have come from an investigation.
Yes, we broke a spring.
Take her unawares, at once.
A spring, yes. We came in.
Take her unawares, I tell you. She will guess what the matter is if you drag things out.
Well, do it yourself as you want, but let me get out of it.
Yes, a spring. We did not drive over here to take supper with you. We came here to ask you, respected madam, where Marcus Ivanovich is, whom you murdered.
What? Marcus Ivanovich murdered? I don't understand.
I ask you in the name of the law, where is Klossov? We know all.
Who told you?
Now, if you would be so good as to show us where he is.
But how did you find out? Who told you?
We know all. I demand it in the name of the law.
Show us, and things will go easier on you otherwise.
Oh, what do you want with him?
Madam, what is the use of these questions? We ask you to show us. You tremble. You are agitated. Yes, he has been murdered. Murdered by you. Your accomplices have betrayed you.
Come, I have him. Hid in the bathhouse. There, that is the bathhouse with the big padlock on the door.
And I assume you have the key?
Yes, it is right here in my pocket.
Get your candle and matches ready, Dukovsky. Are you making fun of us, devil take you? That is not the murdered man. Some live fool is lying there, snoring. Here, whoever you are, wake up.
Who's sneaking in here? What do you want?
Is that you, Marcus Ivanovich? Is it possible?
Yes, it is I. That you, Dukovsky? What the devil are you doing here? And who's this other mug? Great snakes. It is the examining magistrate. What has brought him here?
If you would excuse me.
How did you come here? Let's have a drink. Tra-ta-ti-to-tum. Let us drink. But who brought you here? How did you find out that I was here? But it doesn't matter. Let's have a drink.
I don't understand. What are you doing here?
Why shouldn't I be here if I'm all right? I'm in captivity here, as you see, in solitude, in a cavern, like a ghost or a bogey. Drink! She carried me off and locked me up, and, well, I'm living here in this deserted bathhouse like a hermit.
I am fed!
Next week, I think I'll try to get out. I am tired of it here.
Incomprehensible!
What is incomprehensible about it?
Incomprehensible! For heaven's sake, how did your boot get into the garden?
What boot?
We found one boot in your bedroom and the other in the garden.
What do you want to know that for? It's none of your business. Why don't you drink, devil take you? If you waken me, then drink with me. It's an interesting tale about the boot. I didn't want to go with Olga. I don't like being bossed. She came under the window and began to abuse me. She always was a shrew. You know what women are like. All of them. I was a bit drunk, so I took a boot and heaved it at her. Teach her not to scold me. But it didn't scare her, not at all. She climbed in the window, lit the lamp, and began to hammer me. She thrashed me, dragged me over here, and locked me in.
She feeds me now.
On love, vodka, and ham. But where are you off to? Chubikov, where are you going?
Damn it, we got it all wrong. Dukovsky, come along. As for you, I won't forget this in 1,000 years.
But the safety match, how could I know?
Choke yourself with your safety match. Get out of my way. Don't make me mad, or the devil only knows what I'll do to you. Find your own way back, and don't let me see a trace of you.
I think I'll go and get drunk.
And as so many Chekhov stories end, that is precisely what Dukovsky did. He went off and got drunk. So he was mistaken about the facts of the case, absorbed as he was with the safety match. And who can blame him, working on a murder case where there has been no murder? We hope you have enjoyed this Maplewood Barn audio presentation of Anton Chekhov's The Safety Match. Our players this evening were Byron Scott as Magistrate Chubikov, Terry Yates played Dukovsky, Syakov and Nicholas were both played by Joe Bogue. Charlie Wilkerson portrayed both Ephraim and Klausov, with Alana Berrigan-Scott as Maria and Olga. Engineer and narrator is Darren Helwedge, and the show was adapted for radio by Brad Buchanan. Post-production by Amy Humphrey and Joe Hayes of the band Clatter. We hope you've enjoyed this Maplewood Barn radio presentation of The Safety Match by Anton Chekhov. We hope you'll join us again next week for another classic story here on KBIA. Before we let you go, here's a reminder to include the outdoor season at Maplewood Barn Theater in your summer plans. This year's first production is Agatha Christie's gripping courtroom drama, Witness for the Prosecution, opening May 1st at the Big Red Barn in Nifong Park and running the first 2 weekends in May. There won't be any rainouts this spring. The set is constructed to move easily indoors in case of bad weather. For details, consult the Maplewood Barn website. It's maplewoodbarntheater.com.